Captain's log, stardate 5143.3. While patrolling the edge of the Romulan neutral zone, the Enterprise has changed course to assist a one-man vessel which has fallen victim to a meteor swarm. Sensors indicate the occupant is still alive. Have you identified the vessel, Mr. Spock?
Yes, Captain. But you may find it difficult to believe. The vessel is registered to Carter Winston.
That's impossible, Spock. Carter Winston's been missing over 5 years. Incredible. It is him.
Carter Winston.
It seems you gentlemen know me.
There are few in the Federation who wouldn't recognize your face, sir. I'm Captain James Kirk, commanding this vessel. Mr. Spock, my first officer. Dr. McCoy, senior medical officer.
I'm especially honored to meet you, Mr. Winston. My daughter was going to school on Cerberus about 10 years ago when the crop failure occurred. The entire population would have starved, Jim, if Winston here hadn't used his personal fortune to bring in enough food and goods to carry them through the crisis.
One of the many stories I've heard about you, Mr. Winston. It's an honor for all of us to have you aboard.
There is one person aboard who should be especially happy to learn you are alive, Mr. Winston. Lieutenant Ann Norrid of our security detail.
My fiancée? Ann's aboard this starship?
We will notify her as soon as we've verified your credentials, Mr. Winston. If you have your identity tapes with you.
Spock, of all the cold-blooded, inhospitable requests I've ever heard.
I believe our regulations are quite clear, Doctor. An immediate identity check and medical examination are a standard requirement at this point.
Spock is right as usual, Bones.
And I understand, of course. My credentials, Captain.
The Enterprise has rescued a living legend, the foremost space trader of our time. Carter Winston has acquired a dozen fortunes only to use his wealth time and again to assist Federation colonies in times of need or disaster.
Library computer, verify record tape on Winston Carter.
Working. Identification positive. Fingerprints positive. Voice print positive. All licenses and registration in order.
Visual display of owner. Checks out. It seems we'll have a distinguished passenger with us for a while.
Is there some problem, Doctor?
This instrument seems a little off. I've never gotten quite this reading from a human before.
Are you suggesting I'm not quite human, Doctor?
Of course not. Anyway, it's just a fraction off normal. It's probably the instrument. They need to be recalibrated ever so often.
The captain is inquiring if the examination is completed, Doctor.
Yes, I suppose so.
And Lieutenant Norrid is waiting to see Mr. Winston once you've certified his medical condition.
Well, I certainly don't want to keep you any longer from your fiancée. Sure in.
Oh, Carter.
I'm sorry, Ann. I never thought we would meet again.
Carter, what is it?
When I left on that last trip, I fully intended to come back and marry you, but my ship was disabled and I crashed on Vendor. I'm told I was lucky I survived.
But you did survive. You're alive and we're together again.
Ann, I'm changed. First, there was surgery, skin graft, regrowth of bone. After they put me together, they assigned one of their people to me and he nursed me back to health.
But you said you've changed. How? I don't see any change.
It's over between us, Ann. I'm sorry, I can't explain why, but I can't marry you, ever.
Take the call, Mr. Spock. I'll be in my cabin completing the report on Winston's rescue. Come.
I hope I'm not intruding, Captain.
No, please come in, Mr. Winston.
I've been down to examine my ship. They stowed it in the shuttle bay.
Yes, I'm afraid it's pretty badly damaged. It's hardly worth salvaging right now. I've had our engineering officer, Mr. Scott, examine it and make a report. It's here somewhere. He doesn't think there's anything left in your ship except scrap value.
Thank you.
I can't find anything wrong with these instruments, Doctor. They check out, but the readings are still slightly off. What about the rest of the tests on Winston?
Well, some are off and some aren't. It has to be our error. Come on, we'll start from the beginning, and this time we're going to find the answer.
Weren't you going to your cabin, sir?
Mr. Sulu, lay in a direct course for Radar 3.
Through the Romulan neutral zone, sir?
That was the order, helmsman.
But, sir, if we're caught there, the Romulans can confiscate the ship. The treaty...
I know the terms of the treaty, Mr. Sulu, and I believe you heard my order.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, the extreme long-range sensor shows something in the zone. At this distance, I cannot determine precisely what it is. It could be a trading vessel like Winston's. But it does not seem prudent to take the risk of trespass into the zone.
Mr. Spock, I've spoken to Winston on this at some length. He has assured me it is absolutely vital to get to Radar 3 in the shortest possible time. The survival of the entire planetary population may depend on it.
An admirable mission, Captain. But if we endanger our ship...
I wouldn't have ordered it if I didn't feel it safe, Spock. Winston says his senses detected no Romulans when he came through the zone last week. I am satisfied he's telling the truth, and his word is considered good, isn't it?
That has been his reputation.
Course laid in, sir.
Execute.
On course, sir.
You have the con, Mr. Spock.
Ship's log, stardate 5148.7. First Officer Spock recording. The captain's course change has taken us deep into the Romulan neutral zone.
I'll take the con, Mr. Spock.
Is something wrong, Captain?
I'm not sure. I went down to my quarters to dictate the accident report, and I seem to have fallen asleep. I've never done that before.
Perhaps you needed the rest. We are on course through the neutral zone, sir.
The neutral zone? We have no authorization to enter it. Did you order a course change, Spock?
No, sir. You did.
Ridiculous. No captain of Starfleet would do that unless it was a matter of life and death.
I believe that was the reason you gave, Captain.
Weren't you going to your cabin, sir?
Mr. Sulu, lay in a direct course, Radar 3.
Through the Romulan neutral zone, sir?
That was an order, helmsman. That's enough, Spock. Mr. Scott, take the con. Spock? Mr. Sulu, plot a course to take the Enterprise out of the neutral zone at warp 8. Lieutenant Mress, put the ship on yellow alert. Mr. Spock, I don't remember giving those orders. I left the bridge, went to my quarters, and fell asleep. That's all.
Perhaps Dr. McCoy should examine you, Captain.
Definitely. I've become subject to blackouts. I'm a possible danger to the safety of the ship. I can't allow that.
Oh, Winston, I was just finishing the test I ran on you. I don't think...
Dr. McCoy?
Can I help you?
I don't know, Doctor. I just thought... Well, I have to talk to someone.
Oh, now let me guess. It's you and Carter Winston. He told me a little about it when I examined him.
Doctor, what do I do? I still love him.
Well, I'm sure he'd like to feel the same way about you, Anne. But that may be impossible. 5 years, that's a long time. People change.
I haven't. What can I do?
Well, if he asks you to forget him, I think you should try to do just that. Do you think he'd want to deceive you?
Oh, no. He's the gentlest, most thoughtful man I've ever known.
Yes, but my dear, if he doesn't want you, and he has asked you to forget him, then I suggest you take that as an honest concern for you and do it. Forget Winston.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll consider your advice.
What can I do for you, Captain?
I want a complete medical examination, Bones. Something's just happened.
I'm afraid I'll have to make it later today, Captain. I have too many tests to process right now.
Carter Winston's?
That one's done. Tested out normal.
Are you sure there is no possibility you made an error?
Well, there's always that possibility. I'll go over them again if you like.
No, that won't be necessary. I'll come by later for that examination.
Let's go, Spock.
Captain, did you notice Dr. McCoy's reaction when I asked him if there was any possibility he might have made an error?
He said there's always that possibility. And that's not like Bones at all. Come on.
There are not many places one could hide in here.
Oh. Hmm. I must have taken a little nap.
Doctor, you are a man of curious habits, but I have never known you to nap on the laboratory floor.
There's something wrong about this room. All right, Winston, you can come out now. I suggest you show yourself, Winston, or whatever you are.
Did you say I'm a man of curious habits? Jim's talking to a table.
I don't think so, Doctor.
There used to be only two examining tables in this room. Now there are three.
I just realized that.
This is a vial of orientine acid, Winston. It will burn through almost anything but this crystal. If you've never seen it work, I'll demonstrate on you.
I saw that, but I don't believe it.
A Vandorian, Doctor. Their planet is quarantined, and few people ever do see them. Their ability to rearrange their molecular structure into anything with the same general size and mass, and their practice of deceit as a way of life, puts them off limits.
Mr. Spock, get a security team down here on the double.
Jim!
Spock to bridge. Put me on ship's audio.
All security teams, intruder alert. Repeat, intruder alert. The intruder is a Vandorian, capable of assuming any shape or identity.
Hey, what are you doing?
My job? It isn't hard to guess who the intruder is. You're the only stranger aboard, Carter.
Lieutenant Norrit, you could have stopped him. Why didn't you fire?
I couldn't. I know he had to be the intruder, Captain. But I couldn't harm the image of the man I loved.
Lieutenant, he is not the man you loved. Carter Winston is dead.
I know that too. Now.
Security teams report no sign of the alien on this deck, Captain.
I was afraid of that. Once out of our sight, he can become anyone or anything aboard this ship. Bridge, this is the captain. What's happened?
Two Romulan battle cruisers, Captain, and they're heading right for us.
Captain's log, supplemental. Due to interference by the alien Vandorian aboard, the Enterprise has been detected violating the Romulan neutral zone. By the terms of our treaty, the Romulans have a legal right to seize and impound the Enterprise. To complicate matters, we have not been able to apprehend the Vandorian responsible for putting us in this position.
You appear to have a propensity for trespassing in the neutral zone, Captain Kirk.
It was not deliberate, I assure you.
It never is. But the rules of the treaty are clear. To contravene them would mean war. You will surrender your ship, Captain. We will release you and your crew at the nearest outpost that guards the neutral zone.
I'd like a few minutes to inform my crew.
Very well. 5 minutes, no more.
Kirk to security. What's the status on the search for the Vandorian?
No progress yet. We have all decks patrolled, but no one has seen him.
Carry on, Lieutenant. The Romulans were expecting us, Mr. Spock. That wreck of Winston's ship was the bait to get a Romulan spy on board. And what better spy than a Vandorian who can change shape at will? When I went down to my cabin, he must have put me out long enough for him to return to the bridge and order the course change.
It would seem so.
Open a hailing frequency, Lieutenant Ress.
Hailing frequency open, sir. They're waiting for us.
I assume you are now ready to turn your ship over to us, Captain.
Wrong assumption, Commander.
Captain, you are outnumbered, outgunned, and in the wrong. I admire your courage, but
I have no choice, Commander. You lured me here in direct violation of the treaty.
Lured, Captain? How could we lure a Starfleet vessel into the neutral zone?
Through the use of a spy using the human form of Carter Winston.
A spy? Come now, Captain. Your imagination is creative, but obviously out of control.
You used a Vendorian, which I might add is also a violation of the treaty.
Your 5 minutes are up, Captain. Either surrender your ship or prepare to fight.
I will not surrender my ship.
What are you doing?
Captain, our deflector shields are coming down.
Bridge to engineering. Scotty, what's happened to the shields?
Mr. Scott isn't here, sir.
Get those shields up again now.
I can't, sir.
Hangar doors on the shuttlecraft deck are opening, sir. The Vendorian must be trying to escape.
We need him. Override the control and shut those doors.
Doors closing, sir.
Spock, take the con. Talk to the Romulans. Try to stall them and send a security team to the hangar deck. I'll be in engineering. What happened?
I don't know, sir. I come up here to check the backup systems, and there was a crewman taking this panel apart. That's all I remember.
How long will it take to fix?
2 hours, at least.
Get on it.
You're not getting past me this time. I've learned my lesson.
Yes. He said you were like that. Practical as well as warm and lovely. You're everything he said you were.
Carter? What did he say?
Many things. Some were only feelings. Deep feelings he couldn't always express. He did love you.
How did he die?
Winston crashed on our planet, and he was tended by a Vendorian. Me. He lived for almost a year before his body ceased to function.
You are so much like him. His voice, his mannerisms.
That is the way of my people. The longer we stay in another's form, the more we take on its memory, emotion, attitudes. Not totally, but a great deal as time passes.
He did say he loved me.
As I do. In a sense, I feel some of the emotions he felt. His love for you was very strong. Because I was there, it did not end when he died.
Carter.
Anne, this is what I am. Can you love this? You see why I told you it would be best to forget me?
But unfortunately, I can't.
Direct hit, Captain. Damage to the secondary propulsion system. The commander has apparently decided to fight.
The Romulan commander is signaling, sir. I'll put it on the screen.
Captain Kirk, all our main batteries are trained on you. To resist would be useless and wasteful of lives. Do you surrender?
Without deflectors, we're just a clay pigeon for them.
Practicality does suggest capitulation, Captain.
Captain? The deflector shields are coming up again.
That's only one shield.
Yes, sir. But it is between us and the Romulans.
Mr. Sulu, aim for the propulsion units of the lead Romulan vessel. Prepare to fire phasers and photon torpedoes in combination.
Phasers and torpedoes ready, sir.
Fire.
Second vessel firing now, Captain.
Lock on second target.
Ready, Captain.
Fire.
Strange. We did no damage, but the Romulan is retreating anyway.
They may believe we do have their spy. Scan the other vessel for damage, if you will, Mr. Spock.
Second vessel power supply out. Crew unharmed. They should be able to repair the ship in a few days.
Good work, Mr. Scott. That deflector shield went up just in time.
But, sir, I haven't finished repairing the shield. I told you it'll take hours, and it will.
Interesting.
Then what was Winston?
It is not outside the realm of probability. If he could rearrange his own atoms to become an examination table, one would have to assume he could become a deflector shield.
Will someone tell me what's going on? What manner of beastie is that?
Your deflector shield, Mr. Scott.
I assume the danger to your ship is over.
It is.
As it should be.
I'm sorry if I endangered your vessel.
Why did you do it?
Among my own people, I'm a non-producer. Useless. An outcast fit only to do those tasks of the lowest order. The Romulans offered me a life. Something of value I could do. It is important to be of value to someone.
What changed your mind about the Romulans?
It seems, Captain, that I'm more Carter Winston than I knew. He loved life. He loved Anne. I couldn't allow the Romulans to harm any of you because of him.
I understand.
What will happen to me now?
You'll have to stand trial. But you did save the Enterprise from the Romulans. And I will recommend that be taken into consideration.
Thank you, Captain.
In the meantime, I'm afraid I'll have to keep you under guard. I think we've had enough of that little trick.
Captain, could you assign me that duty?
But you've seen me. You know what I am.
Form doesn't seem terribly important to me. As Carter Winston, or even just part of him, there's a better life for you than anything the Romulans might offer. Can we talk about that?
I don't know.
You have the guard detail, Lieutenant.
You caught him.
Acute observation, Doctor.
I'm glad to see him under guard, Jim. If he'd turned into a second Spock, it would have been too much to take.
Perhaps.
But then two Dr. McCoys just might bring the level of medical efficiency on this ship up to acceptable levels.